Red Sox fans are beginning to dream about another World Series. The Sox missed the playoffs in the last two seasons. Of course, the season before that, 2013, they won the series. Tonight, the Red Sox begin another playoff drive in the same city where they started the regular season, Cleveland. Red Sox manager John Farrell goes into the American League Divisional Series against the Indians with confidence.
The last three road trips that we've gone on have been extended. They've been long. We've been successful. It'll continue to be that way as long as we pitch as we're capable. And that's what gives us a lot of confidence going into this postseason, the way our guys have pitched on a whole.
Well, let's see if that confidence is borne out by the facts. Joining us now from Cleveland is Comcast Sportsnet New England reporter Trenny Kuznirek, who covers the Red Sox. Trenny, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, Red Sox against the Indians. There are some close connections, of course, between the teams. The Indians manager is former Sox manager Terry Francona, who knows the Sox well and who's a very close friend of the current manager, John Farrell. It's an interesting storyline, but is that likely to have much impact on this series?
Terry Francona, who is lovingly known around these parts as Tito, to give a little backstory to people, he last year is so close with John Farrell that when John was diagnosed with cancer and had to go through chemotherapy in Boston, the Indians happened to be playing here at the exact same time it coincided with his first treatment, and Terry accompanied him to his first chemotherapy treatment. So that's how close these two guys are. But both have said that, you know, when they take the field, as hard as it is, all of that goes away, that those competitive juices get flowing, and the one thing they want to do is win a baseball game. But Terry did admit to me yesterday, he said, I really didn't want to play the Red Sox.
All right, let's talk about the game itself. Is John Farrell's optimism warranted? Let's talk about how the teams stand up. Which team has the advantage behind the plate in hitting?
I would definitely give that to the Red Sox. I mean, they are the best hitting team in the American League, the best offense in the American League. So it's, in my opinion, that is the strength of the Red Sox. There have been times when their bullpen has faltered or their starting pitching has maybe given up a big inning, and somehow, some way, the offense many times has bailed them out. However, in close, tight games, that's where this team has struggled. When it's a 3-2, 2-1 game, and we saw it over the weekend against Toronto, sometimes they just can't manufacture those runs and push them over the plate. So that could be interesting.
All right, a little bit more about pitching. We heard John Farrell say a moment ago the Red Sox have the advantage. Do you think that's true? And if so, how much of an advantage?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have said that maybe 6-8 weeks ago, but the Indians have had two really big injuries. They've lost Danny Salazar and Carlos Carrasco to injuries, so neither will pitch in this series. And Corey Kluber, who will pitch in Friday's game two, he's been dealing with a quad injury. So I do think that the Red Sox probably have the edge in starting pitching just in terms of pure talent. However, when you look at the four guys who have been tabbed to start games for the Red Sox, and it'll be Rick Porcello in Game 1, David Price in Game 2, Clay Buchholz in Game 3, and Eduardo Rodriguez in Game 4, combined as starters in the postseason, that one of them has a win. So they are a big over in the postseason as starters. So that's a problem because that's sort of hanging over them.
All right, so advantage who in this series, Red Sox or the Indians?
I'm still going to say advantage Red Sox for one big reason, and that is the fact that the Red Sox have played so much better against playoff teams. They're 31-26 against teams that are in the postseason. Cleveland, on the other hand, is 12-21, and they played in a much weaker division. They played in the AL Central, which is nowhere near the talent, and they're 2-4 against the Sox this year. So history of the season says this should go to the Sox.
Well, we'll see starting tonight. Trenny Kuznirek, thanks a lot for joining us from Cleveland this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Trenny Kuznirek covers the Red Sox for Comcast Sportsnet New England.